There is without a doubt a magical allure about the ocean. An allure that drove 12 Western Cape Matric students to work a little harder than their peers. This year, 12 remarkable matrics will become the first group in Africa to write a grade 12 exam in marine sciences. What makes this little slice of history even more remarkable is that the subject was not taught during normal class hours, but was a selective extra subject taught in the late afternoon for 2 days a week. I'll tell you what, their teacher Matthew Schroeder is probably the proudest high school teacher in existence. And they haven't even passed the exam yet.
I am very proud of them. They have persevered, coming to classes from 4 till 6 twice a week. I have one learner that traveled to Khayelitsha, getting home after 8 on a Monday and a Wednesday. And they have put in the hard work, and I'm very proud of them. One of the best classes I've ever taught. Some of the most fun I've had as a teacher.
Although, after having chatted to some of the remarkable young people that Schroeder has been teaching, it's little wonder that he's just overflowing with pride. Ashley Mingo from Wynberg Girls High in the Western Cape explains that it was her passion for the sea that kept her going through the extra workload from grade 10 all the way to grade 12.
I've always loved the ocean. My family has played a huge role in that. Whenever we used to go on holidays or whatever, we'd always be close to the ocean. My one cousin, when we were younger, she wanted to be a marine biologist. So whenever we'd go to the beach, she'd point out the sea anemones and she'd tell me different facts. And that's just, it always made me more interested in it. I always wanted to know more about it. Now I know the actual, the scientific terms for the things. And yeah, I love the ocean. That's why I decided to study marine sciences. I thought it'd be fun, and it was. Memorable moments, I would definitely say going to the aquarium and actually being able to apply our theoretical knowledge to living organisms, seeing them work. They're not just pictures on a page. They are living in the ocean. They are part of this massive food chain.
While the all-too-inspiring Buthumelo Madupe, also aged 17, was inspired to study marine sciences by her father Arnold, a former crew member on a Navy vessel who is now a warrant officer in the SAPS's seaboard unit that targets poachers of sea creatures.
What made me decide to study marine sciences was that I saw it as an opportunity, and I knew it would open doors for me, especially considering the fact that I want to go into the field of marine sciences once I finish school. I knew that in the field of marine sciences, there are not many people of color and females studying it or working in that field. So I saw it as an opportunity to correct that and be an example to show people of color and females that they can participate and do marine sciences if they want to. My memorable moments being in the marine science class was interacting with learners from different schools and different backgrounds and getting the opportunity to learn some things from each other. It was also the fact that we had the opportunity to go to the aquarium and interact with live marine animals, which is an experience which is quite rare for other students. I am so proud, and not only for myself, but my fellow classmates, for being one of the first matric students in Africa to be writing a marine sciences exam at the end of the year. And I feel as though this is a step forward in bettering South Africa's education system and broadening our educational system in South Africa. I definitely think I will pass the exam, as there is no room for failure, and failure has never been an option in my life.
The group taking the history-making test will comprise 6 pupils from Wynberg Girls High, 4 pupils from South Peninsula High, and a pupil each from Norman Henschelwood High and the Cape Academy of Math, Science and Technology. Schroeder has big hopes for his matrics.
I'm also looking forward to getting quite a few A's.
And we too wish them all the best for their history-making exam, which is set to be written on the 27th of October. Interviews for this piece were done by Prega Govender. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.